When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy Opoo. Boy, did you have some trivia for me today, but we'll get to that in a second. How are you?
I'm doing great, my elf. And how are you?
Well, you blew. You blew my damn mind. Yes, we're in the house. This is actually the first time I've recorded from our primary residence. So after 18 long ass months of
congratulations
being untethered, we are in our home. So I'm in the casita. I'm about 15 paces away from the tombstones that I found about 8-9 months ago. But I have to just share with everybody, you blew my mind, and maybe everybody knows this, but you and I were talking about our moms, and like my mom was way in, she loved pork chops. It was her thing, and she liked it with mint jelly, all this kind of stuff. And you shared that you just gone back to Wisconsin to see your mom, and she made you a pork chop. And then you said, you know, I don't understand why, because, you know, pigs don't have livers. And so that means everything you eat has all the toxins of what they eat, with what they ate. And then our conversation continued for a good 15 minutes. And then you looked at me and I said, okay, I just have to say, I can't get over the fact that you just dropped on me that pigs don't have livers. I did not know that until now. That seems like a design flaw, and that is bullshit. And on top of it, I shared with you that Patricia told Suzanne and I not to eat chicken because they're stupid. And I'm like, what the fuck can I eat?
This is what she took away from our truly meaningful, probing conversation. She comes back with, wait a minute.
Pigs don't have livers?
So we are in for a treat today, y'all. That's all I got to say. Here we go.
Okay, so we are re-recording because this is reincarnation. And yes, and we're re-reing because, you know, listen, we've talked about reincarnation before. Let's be honest. This probably won't be the last time either. but had some really good questions. And of course, I call him really good. Brenda rolls her eyes at me half the time when I say that. it's totally fucking true.
I'm always entertained.
Well, so. Entertainment is pretty much all I bring to the show. So, so we had, I thought, some really great questions. And honestly, I just found it really important to share with everybody that pigs don't have livers. So it might make you rethink that.
Awesome.
All of your barbecue people in the South and Southwest, in Kansas City and South Carolina. So anyway, just sharing and caring there. So, I think we should talk about reincarnation. Where are you doing? Okay. Your eyes are all over. Everybody, I just want you to know, I think Brenda sees a ghost.
I do not see a ghost. I just wanted to make sure that my microphone is good because I don't see my little stuff moving.
I see your little stuff moving just fine. I'll tell you if it doesn't work. Speaking of little ghosts, so our first night in the house, I was actually staying at the rental the first night Suzanne slept in the house. And the next day, because I had like some weird fever thing that hit me. And it was so weird, by the way. It's like hot as hell, but then the chills. And the next day, I was fine. I mean, my body like got rid of whatever the hell that was, evicted it. But the next day she said to me, she goes, "I think I heard somebody upstairs bouncing a ball." I'm like, "That was for you. What was their name?"
Nice. Did you have a little sit down powwow with them?
Well, I haven't heard it. It could have been a passerby, or it could have just been a noise in the house. It had nothing to do with ghosts, but don't tell Suzanne.
Okay.
She tells nice. Everybody we have a ghost that bounces a ball. I'm like, is it well, Kobe?
She did.
That'd be awesome. Ghost of Kobe sure. in our little house. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll put up a hoop for him. Okay. So I think what we should quickly do just to gain a little bit of composure here. It's a little soon for a break, but I think we should do it. And I think we should come back full force, reincarnation. So I'm okay. calling a break and we'll be right back, everybody.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, y'all. We're back, just for the record.
And I'm very composed.
That was like a Thor. No, wait. Who shoots like shit out of their fingers? Like what? It's like, that's what you did. Brenda called, she was doing one, instead of going 3, 2, 1, she was 1, 2, 3. And with three fingers, she kind of like whipped her fingers at the camera. Like she's like shooting me with a flame of some sort.
Bring us back.
All right. Okay. We're back to apparently the Julie and Brenda comedy show with really not a whole lot of content quite yet. So reincarnation, we had some really great questions. And so I'm going to go ahead and start with the question because this one utterly fascinates me. And and I kind of changed the question around to make it my version of it. But is effective.
So basically, you had a question about
No, I didn't. I just changed a few words. I have done that before. So it's like somebody asked. Talking about myself in the third person. So the question was, do we choose our birthday suit? Like when we're reincarnating, do we choose our gender? Do we choose our ethnicity? Where we live, you know, where we're meant to be born. And I found it really interesting because, you know, and I've shared this so many times, but I've shared it in different contexts. So in this context, I'll share it in a different way, which was when Jade Luna, you know, did my five past lives that affect this one. I think that ghost with the bouncing of balls around. Fucking with me in my casita. But what was interesting about those five past lives, karmic lives that are affecting this one, is four of them I was a woman. And of those four, I was a woman. And one, I was from India. So there's a, you know, the birthday suit female, but different cultures. And then the other one, I would like to say, a very tall, handsome black man in Africa. Because I think I was handsome during that. I'm just going to say out loud. And
that's awesome.
And here's the thing. I love it. I want to live them all. I may have. But I think it's amazing. Probably why I'm not like a racist person, because I think I've been them all. Also, I'm a decent human, so I wouldn't be that way anyway. But I think it's an interesting question, Bren. How does that happen? Do we choose?
Well, my understanding is that it's often referred to as getting back on the wheel. So when we get back on the wheel to be served back to Earth school, like to be re-enrolled in Earth school, and it takes a while, right? Because we have to integrate our lessons, our challenges, our understanding of how our gifts landed or influenced other people or situations, or how when we held back our gifts, how that had its consequences as well. Or, you know, when we weren't at our best, like what were the consequences? How can we integrate? And it's not for punishment. It's for understanding how we can take responsibility and prepare ourselves to execute our soul plan with more elegance in our next time on the wheel, right? Next time we line up to come back to Earth school, to return to Earth school. So with that as the foundation, you would have an understanding for, okay, I was a man in this life, in whatever culture, continent, etc.
Like a very tall, handsome black man in Africa.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Right. That's an absolutely legit version. Right. So like what was my experience in that? What did I integrate from that? How could I have executed that better? Or how would that you know, the cultural implications of that be transcended into other cultural situations? And these are things these are conversations I would take into consideration as I'm signing up to return to Earth school, you know, maybe a couple generations later, so that it kind of, you know, I think of it as a big algorithm in the sky, right, that says, hey, you need these specifications on your next turn on the wheel, then that's going to put you at this place in line, and you'll be incarnated, you know, re-enrolled in Earth school during this time period where we anticipate this situation going on globally, locally. You'll have this socioeconomic entrance we know that where you go is really up to you and the volition and the challenges or whatever it is, circumstances around you that are collective, because those things all play in to how you experience Earth School. So these are things that are all taken into consideration. And what you have agreed to, what you have signed up for, like I want to dial learning more about this up. I want to dial learning about this down, because I feel like I really address that, or I need more recovery time in this topic. So don't really put me in that situation. You know, things like that.
Right? That is so fascinating. So then, okay.
But it also, I just want to say, it also depends, like when we're negotiating this, what we're going to really take on full on, it also depends who we are, like, you know, who's enrolling with us? What kind of support will I have? Who am I going to take with me? Who will I be reunited with? Who is going to be a new influence that it could be a challenge. It could be a supporter. Like, how am I going to dance with that? And how will I recognize them? And you don't get all those answers. Or you get all those answers in the spirit world, but they don't all come with you consciously into Earth School. So that's the really interesting part.
That is utterly fascinating, actually, because it's like it's a dance, right?
It is a dance.
It's a dance. And it is, because I think about at least the lives I'm aware of. I do believe I've had lots, far more than five. And how that, and I wonder the same thing for you, and how that integrates who we are today, and, you know, our intersection into this world too, right? Yeah. Like, so you kind of look at all of that. But it's funny, because the ones that I am aware of, I also know how incredibly, it's funny, even though the lessons from those past lives are not, at least the lessons that were expressed to me were not about my gender or my culture or skin color. You know, but I've shared before, I remember the first time I went to India and I walked off the plane in Delhi and I'm like, oh, it's so good to be home.
Yeah.
And that was such a tell for me. But it is interesting that we have to weave kind of, you know, through this. And, you know, I have to tell you another thing that's interesting, and it's not so much about gender or ethnicity, but, you know, I'd shared before one of a past life, was Egyptian days, and I committed suicide. And I tell you what's so fascinating, what is happening. And
so remember the languaging.
I took my own life.
I died by suicide that lifetime.
I died by suicide in that lifetime. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what I've been facing a lot of kind of around me are a lot of people who have attempted or have actually succeeded. And it's a really interesting perspective. To have on it. And it feels like part of my role was to actually have really open and honest conversations with people, like fearless conversations. It's just an interesting thing, what the past lives, how they, you know, can affect us like that. It also makes you wonder, you know, part of the whole birthday suit thing is the gender part is coming back, you know, to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's because I'm here to tell you, I didn't pick it.
Yeah.
Like, it was not a choice. I agreed to it, but it's not like I didn't pick it on Earth being like, oh, I want to freak everybody out, including myself, in the early 90s and be, you know, like I'm like a freak on the side of the road. It's like it was not a choice. But it's part of that. You chose before.
Right. Right. You know, it's funny. I've had, to me, it's interesting to see how, or to wonder, like, how will this feed into your next algorithm? Like when you think, you know, having that contract, agreeing to it, to this life experience, right? Because when you think of it, you think of, like, you know, when you go to some restaurants and there's like a lot of pages on the menu, and you go to some restaurants and there's like, you know, it's one page and there's only like, you know, maybe 10 items, you know, in the appetizers.
Like that's like the dumpling restaurant here. It's like 10 things versus Cheesecake Factory, and it's like 400 pages.
Exactly. So you know, depending, the more advanced, the more you are in Earth school or soul school, really, you would have fewer selections for challenges. That doesn't mean you wouldn't go back to serve as a guide for someone else.
I totally want to be a guide. I kind of want to break.
And, well, look, the truth is, Earth school is hard, right?
It's so fucking even hard if, as shit.
Even if you come back, even if you come back as I'm going to help this person, I'm coming back, you know, to be, you know, your Robin to your Batman, I still have my Earth school agenda. Like there's no hall pass for that. But, you know, hopefully if I make that choice, I'm still advancing my soul and I still get challenges and, you know, we want these challenges. Otherwise there's no
point. Would just like the challenge without the temptation of a Kit Kat. That's all. Like, just let me just be like a little guide, and I would like to be the joy guide if I can request.
Well, that takes a lot more lifetimes.
But, okay, but so I want to be serious again, which is hard for me. Okay. But so if you look at how the world is right now, mm-hmm. It's like everything that was bad feels worse. So when it comes to, let's just talk about this country in particular. So we see that, you know, there's huge forces about, you know, women not being able to choose or have dominion over their body. Or if it is even, you know, more attacks from a racial standpoint, or from, you know, any othered is getting attacked more than they ever have. And so, like, are these just new souls that are dicks that are like coming out at everybody? Or like, because there's times I look at this and I'm like, well, what the fuck's the plan? Cause or is that the plan?
Well, remember that,
yes, please.
Earth school adventures, when you sit at that negotiating table for a couple decades saying, what are you signing up for? Right. Because time doesn't exist in the spirit world. So when you're sitting there negotiating, it's an endless menu. So it's an endless menu and you get to go through everything. Do I want this to be my foundation? Do I want that to be my foundation? Well, am I signing up to be rebellious, compliant? You know, like there's a plan that's going to land you at the perfect spot to have the experience that your soul needs. That says, am I going to be subservient? Am I going to be a rock star and, you know, like suck the air out of the room and take up all the attention?
Taylor Swift, like she picked all the right boxes. just say out loud, she picked a lot of good boxes. So it's interesting that you say that. I was just reading a story about a guy who works for Antiques Roadshow. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody that came up and had this carved bone, and it was like a pendant and like beautiful calligraphy on it. And the guy who was the expert is a probably my age, not tall, but a handsome black man. And this is the ship's name. This was from a slave trade. And it was in the late 1700s. And he said, I refuse to give you a value to it because this was the most heinous thing that could have ever been done to another human being, is to trade them like they were an object. And I will not give you a value to this. And the woman who had it, a little Karen-ish, got a little pissy about it because she's a Karen. And but he was like holding so steadfast to it. I love this guy. Like I'm with you, man. So with you, like that should, I don't know where it should go, but it shouldn't be bought because that was the whole problem in the first place was, right?
The exchange.
Was an exchange, right? And there's just like so many things that come up and I don't know, maybe I need to check out more and quit looking at things so closely, but.
I do think it's important to take in consideration, like to have the bigger view of humanity that says, isn't that interesting? Because oftentimes when I'm not saying things aren't upsetting and absolutely heart-wrenching or abhorrent or, you know, all kinds of things that are so hard to consume. However, when we dive deeper into someone's personal experience, you're like, oh, that's really interesting. Your soul chose that path.
Right.
I can see how you got there. I can see your wayward ways, but you know, like you have more compassion for their humanity. Not, you know, condoning doesn't change perhaps your position, but you're like, our school is hard.
Yeah.
It's dicey out there, and we have to do a better job, or we get to the option that's being presented is, can we still work together in a way that's like the host who said, I cannot give you a price for this because it goes against how I value humans. Mm-hmm. My expertise is in valuing these objects, but that has nothing to do with how I value humans. Those are two different worlds and they will never meet.
Right.
Right. But I'm sure he didn't insult her while he said that. Right. He wasn't a personal attack on her when he said that, I'm assuming.
No, he wasn't attacking her at all.
But that's my point. And then maybe having this conversation, like, I'm so curious how this object came to you, or, you know, something like that. Like
ask that. She worked for apparently a family that collected said objects and mm-hmm. bought this from them and not knowing exactly what it was.
Oh, that's interesting.
So she says, So Karen said,
but I do think, it's to me when the birthday suits and the Earth School journey that we've been on are so different and could collide. How do we take that opposition and see if we can find a path to peace?
Right.
To that says, I don't have to agree with you, mm-hmm. but I can stay where I am and acknowledge your humanity, even though I don't understand it.
Absolutely. And that's right. The and part so, that feels like that's been lost to me, I think.
Oh,
it's been lost.
Yeah. It's a little intense right now, which is why our school's hard. And one of the challenges is they're like, okay, Brenda, breathe and stop your mind. It's not helping. Drop into your heart and remember we are more alike than we are different.
And the other thing is, I go like nerdy elf and say, just math tells us we're going to have more problems because there's more people. I mean, for real, you just look at the sheer numbers.
But the thing about that is, as humanity, I personally don't interact with more people just because there are more people, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but I think that there is a collectiveness that happens, well, I think.
There's no doubt.
What I'm thinking of than anything.
No, and I do agree. I do agree with that for real. But I do think sometimes people get revved up about stuff. Like, I'm like, that's not even in your lane.
No, it's the stupid internet. I'm just going to say it out loud. It's the stupid fucking internet. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break because I have another second part to the reincarnation question.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Okay. Magic Witchy Poo just brought us back. Okay, so I have to confess, Brenda thought that I'd already pivoted to the second part of the question when I got ahead of myself and I didn't tell y'all that I did pivot. So y'all, Y-E apostrophe L-L, y'all. So what is wrong with me? Is
that what somebody you help say? Us. Somebody help us.
There's something. I'm going to blame it on the stars.
Okay.
Something's Tell going on in the sky. I don't know, because I got nothing else to blame for being so crazy. So here's the second part of what the question was. And it's very much a part of kind of where we left off in the last segment. But the question was, do people reincarnate to become worse? And her reference was an historical figure, which I think most of us, I hope all of us could agree, is like a Hitler, like bad guy. I mean, please don't argue with me. He was a bad guy. So you didn't say anything for the record. Oh my God.
This is what I'm going to say. Think about, there's for a lot of people, family members, mm-hmm. like there's strife within families. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your mom, your sibling, your father, an aunt, an uncle, a grandfather, you know, whatever. I talked to someone today who had a brutal kindergarten teacher, And I'm like, wow, that is hard. How do you find a crappy kindergarten teacher? right?
Right.
However, in any of those situations, and I'm going to take Hitler off the table, but in those situations, the invitation is to find your resilience, mm-hmm. your inner strength, your true expression, because you've had contrast.
Right.
And that's really the gift of it. And so oftentimes in those family reviews, the spirit, you know, the spirits are together and they're like, oh my God, it was so hard to be so hard on you. It was so, I love you so much. And that's how I came to support you on this Earth School journey. I supported your expansion. I supported your advancement because you had to fight so hard for yourself. Mm. So that's what I think is important to say. And I just want to also say, if you're hearing a lot of noise, we're having huge storms here. And so you're hearing the sump pump. So I apologize.
Yeah, we're having wind. So I will apologize for the wind.
And I'm really happy that we have a sump pump that's running. So.
Yeah, exactly. yes.
So when you say, do people come back to be worse?
Uh-huh. Do they?
People take, sometimes if you're taking on a hard assignment, it's because you're going to go be a kind of a jerk.
Right.
You're going to be that hard person in someone's life. I mean, sometimes addicts, you know, come in to help us remember how to surrender. Right?
Right. Right. Just like, you know, I think I may have talked about, I forget the woman's name, but there was a woman in New York, happened to be gay, by the way, but she is the reason why we have a bystander law. And she's the reason why we have 911 in the United States, because of how right. brutally she was killed and how right. allegedly there were a number of people, I know I've talked about this before, that actually witnessed what was going on and they didn't do anything. Right. And because of that incident, we now have bystander laws. If you see something happening and if you don't say, call authorities or do something like that, you are liable. You are liable.
We need to take care of each other.
Right.
We need to take care of each other. So, you know, that is this good or is this bad?
It's relative, you know, isn't it?
Well, it's like, we'll see.
We'll see.
Right. Well, it's not done yet. Was that horrific? Yeah. But we don't know if it was good or bad. And these are the things, these are the opportunities as souls that we can sign up for these hard courses in nurse school. Mm. Like people come in and they're like, it's no problem. Because I can come back around. It takes a while to get back on the wheel, but I'm good with that. I'm going to hold this negative energy, right? So
I'm glad to know we have a break. I just want to go hang out with my mom and my Aunt Marlene and whoever else joins later before I get there. So I just want to go hang out.
Yep, you get to hang out.
Just want to hang out, you know, with like Charlie, my first cat. You know, just hang out. That's all. Homer.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Well, I think reincarnation is, I think, one of the most intriguing and fascinating topics that I think people talk about because you can get into these juicy conversations, you know?
Yeah. And it's fun to wonder about. Like, totally. Why do I like this thing in my family nobody else likes, right? Or you know, well, my whole family likes to do this and I'm not like that, you know? Like, you just wonder, where did I get this? Where did it come from?
Why am I the lone Rieger, the lone gay Rieger? Probably because I could handle it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
yeah.
I think there's answers to these things. You know, without it's like, you know, why was I the one taking care of mom? Because I could handle it.
Right.
You know, and handling all comes from this, like, really deep, profound love of self and others. And that's about handling things. And I think that is what we have to remember when we're in these places going, why in the fuck did I pick this? And it's like, because you thought you could handle it and you can, but it comes from that deep, profound place of love.
And also knowing there are no accidents. Like you're here, we're all here at this specific time. And I want to be really clear. Everybody thinks that when they're on the planet, it's the worst and the most challenging time. And it's not, okay?
Like, it's true.
Right? They all thought that it was going to be the end of the world because of some breakthrough technology.
Or the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right? That was horrific.
I mean, they all thought, like, they had, like, this day and age, sadly, kids have to have shooter drills in school. Right. I had tornado drills. And my mother had drills, like, because they thought there was going to be, you know, there was always the threat of the Cold War or some war or some something that was going to be the end of humanity. Yeah. And I think you're right. Like, we all think it's the worst of times. Yeah. And there's moments that feel that way, but there's also moments that don't feel that way. And I think sometimes we get caught up, right? It's like how we tend to remember too much negativity. Mm-hmm. And that forms so much of our point of view of either history or even the present. And we don't remember the other. Like, there's that weird overpowering that happens.
It's the stickiness. Like, they say sticky things stick in our brains. And the happiness is like so, it has no resistance to it. So it's not as sticky. So the negativity, which is why, you know, when someone comes in to you know, kind of poke at you or challenge you, that's in sometimes traumatizing, sometimes fleeting ways, sometimes in really impactful ways, it doesn't mean it's not purposeful. Mm-hmm. So was that bad? We'll see. What are you going to do with it? That's the question on the table. What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it? And I will tell you one really interesting thing. And I'm sure that I think I'm being a little repetitive today because I know I've talked about this before, but I just want to, just wanted to give people this, something to think about if you're in that place of why am I here? Why is it so hard? Why did I pick this? Boy, I'm a dumbass. And, cause I've had that roll around in my head once or twice, but it's, I will tell you the most powerful thing that I can do and that people have actually done for me. And that is to tell them, to remind them, whether I call them, I write them. I had the most beautiful text a couple of weeks ago from a woman that used to work in my group. And she recalled the moment and how important it was. And she told me she was in tears writing the text when she came back from her husband's father's funeral. And I dropped everything and I went into the hall and I just hugged her and held her. And she goes, I just want to cry every time I tell somebody that story. Mm-hmm. And so I also like to in turn tell people about those moments that they changed my life too. And there are moments sometimes they may not remember.
But those
are actually the moments in the Book of Julie that count the highest.
Yeah.
They're the big ones. They're the ones, right, that go to that deep, profound place of love of self and others. Because if you don't love yourself, you cannot give. And if you don't love others, you definitely can't give. And that is that deep, profound place. And so I just encourage everybody, if you have that person or people that you want, like, hey, you know, I never told them how important that moment was to me. Maybe I should do that. Give it a whirl.
Absolutely. So thanks for the questions, everybody, including my elf.
I swear those were not mine. I just said a birthday suit. That's the only thing I changed in the question.
Okay. It's all good. It's all good. So I hope that this was another look at reincarnation. Reincarnation. So thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Oh, is it ever? Oh, wait, that's someone supposed to say. I was supposed to say without the other side.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.